This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, of course. Great idea. Yes. 855-993-7569. All right, here's what occurred to me today. You know, when things occur, you know, you got to share them because, you know, they occurred. All right, so here's what occurred to me. Why don't we eat three meals a day? Right? I mean, have you ever thought that through? I don't know why this occurred to me. But, I mean, if you think about it, animals graze, right? They kind of eat whatever. And they eat when there's food around. And, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know that we know how most animals eat in the wild. Because I don't know that anybody's really ever documented it. Because in captivity, we feed them when we think they're hungry, which is more or less, I don't know if we feed animals three meals a day. Some zoologists can call up and tell me. But presumably, like, sharks are eating all the time, right? And cattle, who are grazing, literally are eating all the time. So why did it sort of evolve that we eat three meals a day? And you can see, if people are working in the fields, that it may make some sense that you sort of have to get the engine going before you go out, so you'd have something early. Then because you've been burning calories, you might have something sort of in the heat of the day and get out of the sun. But there's no particular reason then to eat at the end of the day. And in fact, farmers tend to have most of their protein first thing in the morning, then a fairly substantial sort of dinner, sort of midday meal. And then supper, I guess, and then light dinner, light supper. But there's no particular reason why we should eat that way. That it was occurring. I wonder where it came from. See if we Google three meals. Did things like that occur to you? No, things like that don't occur to most people.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like how do I word it? It seems like there's always seems to be three in something, a set of three in whatever, you know, you'd have...
Well, the Trinity, yeah.
Yeah, you have trilogies for movies. You'd have three strikes in baseball, three outs in baseball.
Right, well, here, believe it or not, what did we do before Google? We just had barbets, I guess.
Yeah.
First of all, it says, there's no biological reason to eat three meals a day. For most of history, meals were variable. It occurred to somebody else. This was written in 2011, so somebody occurred to somebody before it occurred to me, which is good, which is interesting at least, that I'm not all that weird. Let's see what it says. When we skip meals, eat extra meals, or subvert paradigms, spaghetti breakfast, pancake suppers, we feel naughty, edgy, and criminal. Three meals a day resonates like a biblical phrase, but it's a cultural construct. People around the world, even in the West, have not always eaten three meals. It's a fairly recent convention. Eating becomes a highly personalized matter of choice. When and how frequently we eat is driven less and less by the choices of our families, coworkers, and others, and more by impulse, personal taste, and favorite nutritional memes. As marketing schemes such as Taco Bell's production of late-night eating known as fourth meal, the meal between dinner and breakfast, selecting how and when we eat is like loading our iPods. All right. Nobody's really certain. Eating one large meal a day versus three normal-sized meals lowers body weight and fat, but raises blood pressure. Three meals a day lowers blood pressure. Eating one large meal a day rather than three raises insulin resistance and glucose intolerance, which are two key features of type 2 diabetes. Eating four small meals a day reduces obesity risk by 45%. People who skip breakfast are five times as likely to become obese as regular breakfasters. Eating many small meals doesn't promote weight loss, so nobody really knows. But it's one of those. I'm just trying to figure out actually where it came from, because it's clearly being questioned at this moment. Here's a later study. Let's see what this one says. This just occurred to me, and so I thought, well, you know, if it occurred to me, maybe
it's a good talker.
It's of interest. Yeah, it interests other people. We could ask people what their eating patterns are. Maybe that'll be an interesting Facebook thing. We'll do our own little survey. The case for breakfast missed by many with deleterious effects is that it makes us more alert, keeps us trim, and improves children's work and behavior. Have people eaten their pattern? Breakfast, as we know it, didn't exist for large parts of history. The Romans didn't really eat it, consuming only one meal a day around noon. The Romans believed it was healthier to eat only one meal a day. They're obsessed with digestion, and eating more than one meal was considered a form of gluttony. They're the ones who had the vomitoriums. Vomitoria. Did you know that? You probably didn't even want to know that.
Mm-mm.
In the Middle Ages, yeah, if you'd eat, you'd sort of gorge, and then you'd take a feather and knock it down your throat, and they had special places where you went to do that. In the Middle Ages, monastic life largely shaped when people ate. Nothing could be eaten before morning mass, and meat could only be eaten for half the days of the year. It's thought the word breakfast entered the English language during this time and literally meant to break the night's fast. Well, we understood that. Religious ritual also gave us the full English breakfast. On Collop Monday, the day before Shrove Tuesday, people had to use up meat before the start of Lent. Much of that meat was pork and bacon, as pigs were kept by many people. The meat was often eaten with eggs, which also had to be used up, and the precursor of the full English breakfast was born. But it probably wasn't eaten in the morning. Social classes started eating breakfast, according to 17th century literature, after the restoration of Charles II. Coffee, tea, and dishes like scrambled eggs started to appear on the table of the wealthy. By the late 1740s, breakfast rooms also started appearing in the homes of the rich. In 19th century, hunting parties lasted days, even weeks. Up to 24 dishes would be served for breakfast. Probably be hunting for your toes at that moment. The Industrial Revolution regularized working hours with laborers needing an early meal to sustain them at work. See, I got that from the farms. All classes started to eat a meal before going to work, even the bosses. Breakfast was revolutionized by John Harvey Kellogg. He accidentally left some boiled maize out as it went stale. He passed through some rollers and baked it, creating the world's first cornflake, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. The government was promoting breakfast as the most important meal of the day in the 20s and 30s, but World War II made breakfast hard to get. So then they started doing sliced bread, instant coffee, and pre-sugared cereals. So there you go. For some, lunch is dinner and vice versa. So the idea being that for most of human history, people didn't eat three meals a day. And the French invented soup for lunch. So, I mean, I just was curious about where it all had come from. So now you know. Now you know what I know. Alrighty, 855. I mean, these things just occur to me. They do. 855-993-7569. Interesting enough, today, this day in history, is not National Three Meals a Day Day. It isn't. It's Donald Duck Day. Because in 1934, Donald Duck made his debut in The Wise Little Hen. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Alexandra Palace in London burned down in this day in 1873 after being open for 16 days. It's like the ship that sunk in 30 seconds in Scandinavia. The Harvard Corporation was the first legal corporation in America, and it was begun on this day in 1650. Hmm. Actually, I was married on this day. I just looked at the calendar.
Hmm.
A day that will live in infamy. There we go. This was the day that that Joseph Welch made his famous comment to Senator Joseph McCarthy about whether communism has infiltrated the army. You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency? LBJ declared a national day of mourning following the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Secretariat on this day in 1973 won the Triple Crown, which, if you add it, is altogether is what would we decide is this is what, 32 years ago? 42 years ago. So there's one between. And the Church of Latter-day Saints opened its priesthood to all worthy men, including a 148-year-old policy of excluding black men. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. We seem to have hit a regular, I was going to say gold mine, but it's kind of a mother load of irritation, apparently, of people feeling not very happy about things that they wanted to get off their chest. And we started yesterday with what kinds of things drive you nuts. And we had just started on it, and there were some really interesting kind of things. So I thought what we would do is kind of pick that up again, because we just skimmed the surface. So we're going to re-skim, I guess. All right, let's talk about things that drive people crazy. Maybe Donald Duck, which is appropriate for today. Have you noticed he doesn't wear any pants?
I have noticed that. I notice a lot of cartoon characters, like Looney Tunes and...
Daffy Duck, I think, yeah, doesn't wear pants. Mickey does.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird deal.
We could go into Barbie and Ken, too, but we're not going to. All right, let's... maybe those are things that drive people crazy. Well, you can hear one of the things... It actually didn't drive me crazy, but I was thinking, I wonder where we got to the notion of 3 meals a day. You can say, well, because it's what everybody does. Well, why does everybody do it? And you can hear, historically, it's not what everybody did. It's something that's kind of evolved. Which means, as far as I'm concerned, that all of you are free to experiment with whatever works better for your body and your family. As far as I'm concerned. Right. I release all of you from the notion that you have to eat 3 meals a day. You're telling me you got a note from me. Well, you know, that might be valuable to some people. No, could sell it on eBay. Somebody actually sold my autograph on eBay, and I thought, why would you do that? All you have to do is ask me for it, and I'll give it to you. But nevertheless, I don't think it sold for very much, like, you know, $15 or something. But I give it to you for free, so I don't know why somebody would pay $15 for it. Keep going. Oh, I will tell you one other story. I was a bunch of years ago. I was at a campus spa, and you know you can only jog so much. So I sort of took a walk around the neighborhood, jogged around the neighborhood or something. And somebody was having a yard sale. My favorite word in the English language, sale. So I went over, and they had a copy of my book. And I said, that's my book. And she said, no, it's not. It's mine. I said, no. I wrote it. And she said, will you sign it? And I said, sure. And I said, I think it was for sale for $5 or something. Which I think its original price was like $25. So it was not a bad price for it. And she said, do you want to buy it? I said, no, I wrote it. And so I signed it for her. And I said, well, how much are you going to ask for it now? She said, I'm keeping it. So... Apparently, if you sign, one of my editors taught me this. She said, whenever you're in a bookstore, especially on book tour, go and sign your books because, first of all, for two reasons. First of all, that it makes it a more valuable sale to the bookstore, but they also can't return it. Which, leave it to my editor to have the sound. Oh, I signed it. You can't return it. Fair. All right. So tell me what irritates people. Today is clearly going to be a stream of consciousness program. All right, tell me what irritates people.
Kim says, how much time do you have? Jaws that crack when someone is eating.
Wow, honey, that's really lowering the threshold. I mean, I hear, but geez Louise.
She goes on to say, smacking when eating, a ticking clock in the room when I'm trying to read, and the house is silent. Ticking clock in the room when I'm trying to read and the house is silent. People that drive with bright lights on and refuse to dim them when oncoming traffic, or driving behind the same thing. Won't dim the lights. Okay, that's just off the top of my head. Give me some more time and I would continue.
You have all the time you want. All right, so let's go. Hopefully you're not married to the person who is smacking or cracking. Because that was, you know, it's one of the things I'm convinced that people should do on dates is sit across from the person that you're dating. Because if you're talking about a long-term relationship, you're going to be sitting across from that person a lot. And what we tend to do sometimes when we're dating is we sit next to each other so we can kind of play footsie or hold hands or whatever. If you're serious about this person, sit across from them. Because if they have bad eating habits, that's what you're going to be faced for a long time. And sitting beside them, you don't notice as much. But, my darling, I think we should invest, at least in the ticking clock, in some earplugs for you. Earplugs can save a lot of relationships. You can get the Bose noise-canceling headphones. They actually make earbuds for that as well. But, because that, you know, being angry at the clock... But what can I tell you? I agree. Bad driving is bad driving. And I think we're probably, one of the stories we're probably going to talk about, we have a couple of driving issues on Facebook, and there's some new stories about the self-driving cars, which are clearly, I mean, if you think about it, there's probably at least one a week one story a week about the automobiles, auto squared mobiles. So it's coming, folks. And we're already getting so much aggravation, but presumably in the auto cars, the headlights would not drive you crazy because they would be controlled automatically, so they wouldn't be in your eyeball. They would have to keep a certain distance from you. So you may be one of the proponents of the new self-driving cars, autos. All right, what else we got?
Tracy has a couple of them, right?
We've opened Pandora's box, have we not?
Tracy says, people eating chips out of a bag. Hello from your biggest fan in Australia. I must check.
Thank you. I agree. There is something, and especially in like a movie theater. And look, if you really want to eat something that's noisy, then get a napkin, spread it out on your lap, and pour the stuff out. Because it's not only the sound of the potato chips that you're eating, which are crackling, but every time you rattle that damn bag. So I agree. If you're going to eat something noisy in the theater, at least put a napkin on your lap and dump it out.
Tracy also says, people who don't know how to merge, that's one of my biggest ones, actually.
Cars in general, yeah. Yeah.
Tracy also says, in Australia, instead of people saying, may I help you, they say, are you right there? What the heck does that mean?
No, I'm wrong. I'm not here at all. I'm a mirage.
Yeah, she says,
I'm a hologram.
She says, I'm thinking like, no, I'm waiting to be served. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
You know, I agree. Or when you're in a restaurant and you walk up to the person and they say, dinner for two, and there are two of you there at one, and I say, well, unless you'd like to join us. I mean, it's such a stupid question. I suppose it's not stupid if you're the host or hostess. But presumably, if I'm going to join, if I'm waiting for eight people, I'm going to say, first of all, I very likely have a reservation. And second of all, when I go up to the counter, I'm going to say, we're here, we need a table for eight. So I'm not sure why that question. It's kind of like saying, hi, how are you? It's a placeholder. But I agree. Next in line, I actually prefer to, are you there? Because it's at least being honest. It's saying, I don't give a damn about you. I have a job here. You're next. Come here, and I'll try and get rid of you as quickly as possible. I can deal with that. It's the kind of fake, how are you doing today? Like, you care. I know, we're being cranky. 855, I haven't had any breakfast. That was a joke. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking about things that just drive you nuts. And there, I mean, we're not talking necessarily about, I don't know, we're talking, you guys are clearly right in the spirit of it. It's day-to-day irritations. It's not the threat of bubonic plague returning, right? But and it's
let's
not
hope
even.
Not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's one of the theories that Mother Nature, when things get too crowded, just sends a plague along, and you know, to wipe it, to sort of cull the herd, which is kind of an alarming thing. As I said, I was just reading this book about it. Which is a little alarming. But those kinds of things, those aren't irritating. Those are downright terrifying. We're talking about irritations, and you guys clearly are right in the spirit of it. You know, so you're getting it off your chest, and if I can, I'll help you to minimize it. All right, so let's hear some more irritations.
Larray says, slow drivers in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or how do you like...
A lot of my irritations have to do
are on the road.
Road, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have road rage?
Oops.
Yeah, maybe... Yeah, whoops.
Yeah.
Diagnosed. Busted.
I had some this morning, actually, because traffic was awful this morning coming into work. It was really bad. It's usually not, you know, the direction that I go, you know, because I take the interstate because I live like 20 miles from here.
So you took a different route.
Well, no, I took the same route I always take, but it was just usually it's not that bad because all the bad traffic. Because I'm going out of Minneapolis to come down here, and most of the bad traffic is going into Minneapolis.
There's something going on. Mercury is retrograde for another 2 days, and maybe it's as we get closer to it sort of getting out of that phase. But yesterday, things were more crowded than I've ever seen them, I think. And there's I'm trying to figure out why. There's no real reason.
That was the interstate that I drive, you know, I drive Interstate 35, and today it was just traffic for whatever reason. It wasn't like a crash on the side of the road.
Well, that's it.
It was just because the way it was going at first. I mean, it was basically bumper to bumper this morning, and I'm thinking, is there a crash? Is somebody pulled over? What's going on? And it was nothing. It was just really congested traffic.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the same thing because it's it was just unusually. Just everything was kind of nutty and really congested. And I'm trying to figure out why it's not a holiday weekend.
Right.
It's not, it's not. And usually things thin out a little bit over the summer because people take vacation. I don't know what it was, but the same phenomenon around here. And there is something about, I notice, I'm seldom in a car. I don't really have road rage. I'm just terrified of how fast people drive and how poorly. And especially people who can't quite see over the steering wheel. The dashboard with their little hands up. Those drive me a little nuts. But I notice the only time I really swear with, and I don't really swear, I just use words that my mother, I don't know if she'd wash my mouth out with soap, but she would not be amused, is when I'm walking and people just are, they're doing, and I was talking yesterday about people on their cell phones and they're texting or reading their emails when they're trying to walk. So they walk into you completely oblivious, and they don't say I'm sorry. They just bash into you. And it was happening, and I realized that I have walk rage. I have sidewalk rage.
Walk rage.
Get out of my way. Why are you behaving this way? This is a real city.
Yeah.
And, there are a bunch of people who felt that in New York we should have sidewalks that have, like, a passing lane, like on the roads, a diamond lane. If you don't have your cell phone, you're in the diamond lane. If anything else, just stay to the right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because my mom, when I first started driving, my mom told me, now, remember, Manny, when you're on the road, you're not driving for yourself. You are driving for other people. Because you're driving, and you have to be fully aware of what's going on around.
Well, that's it.
That's what you learn. The more
My driving instructor in junior high school said it's called the living room. The space between your car, your bumper, and your front bumper and their back bumper.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to anticipate. There's a new movie coming out. I think it's called The Driving Lesson. That has to do that Ben Kingsley is playing a driving instructor. I've just seen the previews of it, which look. I think it's called The Driving Lesson, and he basically said, you're not worried about your abilities; you worry about everybody else's because you're going at high speeds. And I've been on roads where the speed limit was 65 in New York. It's now 55, but in a lot of places it's 65, and people are and I'm going like 80, and people are passing me like I'm sitting still.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, do you know how long it takes to stop when you're going at that speed?
That's another thing that drives me nuts is if I'm going above the speed limit and people are still like tailgating behind me. Like, I'm going 70 in a 65, or I'm going 72 in a 65, and you're riding my bumper because you want me to go even faster than that. Like,
well, and I just want to get out of their way. Although, whenever I realize that the traffic is that basically we're all going the same speed, I'm sure there's a cop up there because it's the only reason people slow down.
Yeah.
And you can see it because all of a sudden there are all these tail lights. Everybody's stomping on the brake.
Yeah.
All right, so automatic cars are going to take care of this, folks. I think they're going to be great. I can hardly wait. They're actually talking about long-distance trucks, too, like 18-wheelers. being automatic. I think those are great because those are terrifying. Yeah. Those guys change lanes and they create such a sort of it's almost like being in a sailboat that those are the ones who scare me the most. Although, you know, the thing is, if you're around enough bad drivers, they all scare you. And then they're saying that 93% of fatal crashes are caused by driver error. I don't know what else they'd be caused by. I mean, what else are we going to have?
Okay, the only thing I can think of is, like, weather conditions.
Or blown tires, something like that.
The only other thing I think of is if it's the wintertime and you got icy roads and stuff. But
yeah. Well, I don't know if that's, you know, not being able to drive on ice. You're probably right. It's probably weather conditions.
I mean, that's just part of it, too. When you have icy roads, you have to drive differently than what you normally do.
Yeah, I grew up driving on with snow and ice. And you basically slow down and understand that you can't jam on your brakes.
Right.
You have to pump your brakes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if those are counted as a driver error or not. But the idea being... An automatic car presumably would take away, even though they've had what? They've had, in 3 or 4 years, they've had like 6 crashes. And I'm not sure what causes the crashes. That would be interesting to find out. And I'm sure they will find out. Turns out that women in particular are worried about the safety of it. They're also worried about the expense, which is interesting. But insurance companies are really behind this. Mm-hmm. They're saying that they would lower all the premiums. It would change the face of insurance.
Yeah.
All right, back to what's irritating.
Genevieve says people who just want to text, they do not want to answer their phone.
All right, here, let me just say something about that. Because on some level, I absolutely agree with you. Until I realized it's sort of like my daughter would text me all the time, and it would drive me nuts. And I'd say, why don't you pick up the phone? She texts her boyfriend as well, so it wasn't personal. I thought, well, she doesn't want to talk to me. But it's not. That generation texts everything. They sell, and I... You know, they just figure that it's less intrusive. I don't know what it is, but everybody texts. And I sort of have gotten more in the habit of it. I thought it was kind of rude, and if I wanted to talk to somebody, if it's a complicated issue, I'll pick up the phone. But I've also found, here's a clue, folks, for those of you who would rather talk on a phone than be text. If you send a text to somebody that says something vaguely provocative, like... Gee, I don't know what to do about this. Or, is everything going okay for you? It quite often will spark a phone call. You know, so if you just answer their question, they're going to text back and forth. Because it's more efficient. They can do it when they're at work. They hopefully are not doing what they're driving. But it's certainly a more truncated form of, and in some ways, I suppose, a more efficient form of transport, of communication, unless you're asking something either provocative or complicated, and then from my experience is they'll almost always pick up the phone. On the other hand, I'm a psychologist, so I know how to do that. But I've also gotten much more in the habit of texting because just it's quicker. I mean, there's some people who want to be on the phone for a long time. So that's just I'm passing it along for what it's worth. All right, what else we got?
And actually, Amy, in response to Genevieve's comments, she says, to be honest, I'm one of those people, only because I know if I answer calls from certain people, I'll end up being on the phone for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and Margaret says what drives her crazy is opinionated people who speak from ignorance.
Well, I mean, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? You know, most people think they're right, all right? Let's just, I mean, and some people sort of feel like they need to make a stance about something and they haven't really checked their facts very much. I don't know. I think if you're going to be irritated by that, you're going to be irritated a lot. And I don't disagree with you. I guess mine is when people like are visitors to the city and they'll start telling me about how to get around the city I've lived in for all this time and can get around pretty well. And they're almost always wrong. What I've learned is don't argue, just do it their way. And when they get lost, just be very quiet. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you've got something on your chest that you'd really like to get off and you'd like to holler and scream about it, you can always call me, 855-99-375-69. Right, we've still got a bunch of irritated people left to hear your grievance. And I suppose I'm lucky no one said, I sent you a grievance and you didn't talk about it. And that's really irritating, so we're going to do that. All right, so lay some more on me.
Mary says, people that won't pull off to the shoulder of the road to let emergency vehicles pass.
That's really dangerous. A lot of places you can get ticketed for it. And there's actually signs that say, you know, you have to switch a lane if there's an emergency vehicle. Yeah, it's really stupid, and it's thoughtless. What about people who then will follow the ambulance or the cab around and get behind them, which I think is also illegal as well.
Yeah. to try to do the old, you know, kind of the plow the road type of thing, follow by.
Follow your defenders.
Yeah. Follow your blocker.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're not, and I think it's against the law to do that, I think. Yeah, although at the time,
it
doesn't.
Should be.
Well, I mean, in some ways it makes some sense, but it does seem a little exploitive and kind of not very fair to the people who follow the rules, which it pulled over.
Right.
All right.
Becky says, important buildings like medical, financial, and legal that are not ADA compliant and make people with disabilities suffer to get in, if they can at all.
Yeah, people are really... really being serious about that more and more. And a lot of stuff is grandfathered in, but if you do any renovations, then you have to have the American Disabilities Act, ADA. Yeah, so it's changing. I agree with you. And, I mean, look, 10 years ago, nobody would have talked about it, or maybe 15. So the fact that people are becoming more compliant, I think it's because they have to, but who cares why they do it as long as they do it. We don't have to worry about motives as much as we just have to worry about compliance. All right, what else we got?
Francis says, celebrities, or should I say the media, that makes them larger than life. They are just people who happen to become famous, not heroes.
Yeah, that is, it is one of those things, isn't it? It's called the halo effect, and it's why celebrities get paid so much money to endorse things. Is the idea is, you're right, it becomes kind of a circular, that I'm bigger than life because I'm on, I suppose you could say smaller than life too if you're on television, but on a movie screen I'm bigger than life, and therefore I must be everything that we value in the society, so I must be smarter and nicer, and therefore my opinion counts more, and therefore if I say this is a workable thing that you should buy it or wear it or drive it or whatever, it is certainly a phenomenon. It also, though, the other side of that is I think we live in a society that tries very hard to find feet of clay, and so we're always having investigative journalists that, and their lives lived in public, which, you know, is not much fun. I mean, did you hear Clint Eastwood's comment about Caitlyn Jenner, which is going to be taken out of the broadcast? Clint Eastwood is a good example of that. Clint Eastwood has decided that he is an elder statesman who can have an opinion that should be valued about everything. It's kind of irritating.
What did he say about Caitlyn Jenner?
I don't actually know what it was. I just saw the headline, but I mean, it was some sort of... I'll find out. It's some sort of snotty... Well, let's see if I can find it. You go ahead and get the next one. I'll see if I can find it.
Let's see. Marion says, Everyone who's earned a bachelor's degree should have a guaranteed starting salary not below $40,000 in any profession.
Doing what? I mean, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's a marketplace economy.
Yeah. Sally says, prejudice against Christians, especially in Hollywood. There are some loud, stupid ones, but most of us are not.
Are not what? Loud, stupid, or in Hollywood? I read that again. I'm not sure I quite got that one.
She says, what drives her crazy is prejudice against Christians, especially in Hollywood. There are some loud and stupid ones, but most of us are not. So I'm guessing she's saying most of us are not loud and stupid.
I didn't know that there was a prejudice. The only one that I can think about is Mel Gibson. But he was being anti-Semitic, I think. I don't know. I'm not aware of.
Let's see, Robert says, I work in a hospital as a sitter. I sit with people who are IVC and suicidal. What drives me nuts is I can show up to work on time, but my relief is always late.
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And in broadcasting, I'm sure in your job as well, you can't leave until you're relieved.
Right, yeah.
And so there have been times where I've been there for a long time. So I agree.
Just a couple more here. We'll go to Don. Don just says, he just says, people.
Well, tell me what you really mean.
And then the last one here from Kiana. She says, the sound of squishy eating, really slow drivers, and when a person does a crappy thing to you and you get dissed for being mad about it. Trying to forgive someone who couldn't care less if you do or not. uncollected dog doo-doo, people who judge quickly and harshly, when my phone won't play podcasts, when I diet and work out and lose half a pound. And
listen, wait a minute. That one, absolutely. Let's all agree on that one.
Yeah.
The dog poop we can get beyond. The cell phones, we never expose cell phones to do what they're supposed to do except for Sudoku. But, I mean, we're doing everything right. Lowering your caloric intake, working out, and you don't lose any weight. I agree.
Yeah,
the world's unfair about that.
She says, when I diet and work out and lose half a pound, and my hubby and my husband loses 7 pounds just from living with me.
You're probably more aggravating than he is.
And then she adds also being late for anything. So.
Well, I mean, I agree. Let me tell you about how to deal with the late one. The husband who loses weight easily. I mean, it's just really irritating that men have testosterone and that they really do lose weight very easily. And we, no matter how hard we sort of sweat at it, we don't necessarily. What have I got? About a minute and a half here, right? All right, let's see if I can do it quickly.
About 45 seconds.
All right. I won't tell you the details, but basically I have a rule that if you keep me waiting for more than 10 minutes, you buy dinner. And it turns out that people, first of all, it means that instead of people just being apologetic, that they know if they keep me waiting, they're going to have to buy dinner. And it means that if I've been kept waiting, I get a free dinner. And it actually does work well. What you want to do is have some, without sort of whining at somebody, because my point is that people are late for their secretary, not for their boss. And I need, you know, it's disrespectful to be late. You're wasting my time. And people know if I'm late that to call, you know, the Mounties because something has probably happened. The other question of the day is, do we spell Caitlyn Jenner with L-I-N or L-Y-N? I've seen it both ways. I think it's L-Y-N.
Or with a K or a C. I mean, that's
it's a C, I think.
It is with a C, but people
are
wondering.
Yeah, but the L-Y-N, I think, is rather than I-N. I'll find Clint Eastwood's comment. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.